Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is going to be an Army and Navy and Air Force of life. So today is day 5.5 of creation. It's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. Turn there in your Bibles. This is season number 1, episode number 6 in the book of Genesis. So we find that the Lord is going to make a creation force on air and land and sea. And it's going to reproduce life, and things are going to be moving. None of this stuff existed before. And all the people in all the years, looking all the days, we are still discovering stuff that we didn't know existed before. So join me as we discover what happened on day 5.5 of creation. All that swarms, all that flies, all that creeps on water, air, and ground. It's like God building a navy and an air force and an army of life. Here it is, Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth across the expanse of heaven. So God created the great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird that according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning on the fifth day. And God said, so I'm going to go 5.5 here. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So some of the unique things that have been reproducing since creation, since this day, on day 5.5, we don't even know about yet. No one has ever seen them, or at least they've never noticed. So let's have the joy of discovery here today that any scientist or biologist or marine biologist would have, just like Adam had on the days when he discovered all this. So when was the last thing, the last living thing that you saw in amazement? Maybe you saw a bobcat or something, or a manatee or a wahoo fish for the first time, or maybe a species of bird that you have never seen before, a kiwi bird or something. Or maybe you went to a zoo and saw a Komodo dragon for the first time, or a red panda. The Lord, on day 5.5 here, is creating everything that swarms and moves and flies and creeps and swims. So it's in the water and in the air and on the ground. It's like a navy and an air force and an army that the Lord has made battalions of life, legions of birds, a cavalry of creepers, fleets of sea power. The Lord makes a force of life by the power. How does he do it? By the power of his creation. And he does it by speaking. Just by speaking is the way I was terming it myself. But though it clearly understates the power and the truth of the way that the Lord speaks. Remember, this is what keeps the BBC and Planet Earth and Nat Geo channels in business. It's this joy of discovery. It's the study of life that he's made, and the joy of discovery of something new, or something undersea from a robot or from under a microscope, or a bird that we thought was extinct for 100 years. What this doesn't say, however, is yes, what a wonderful creature that swarms or flies, and then does the next step, which is, wow, what a great creator that we have. So there's one thing that nobody has ever done anything but find, and that is find life, and find life adapting. So no one has ever made life, so that is to take something that wasn't alive and made it alive. So there is an adaptive thing where you take things that start with life and you end up with life. But nobody has ever taken things not alive and made them alive without first starting from something that was alive. So life has never been reproduced on this planet. So, as hard as we have studied, no scientist has witnessed the onset of a new species other than at this day, that is day 5.5. So new species have never been witnessed beginning. Now, we've seen some minor adaptations of species that have already existed, but new species that have indeed been ceasing, we've noticed that, dodo birds famously. So this is the only place to witness new life is here, back on page 1 day 5.5, land, sea, and air. So why is it that evolution, that is a new, if you define it as a new species creation that wasn't there before, has never been witnessed? Well, new life other than that which has been made on this day. So if you knew, if you know of anything new that has been created, that man has done, let me know about that. The point is here is not to argue. The point is to admire. So let's not argue about creation or scientific creationism or evolution until we get the following. These are the big points: that Lord, you made life. Lord, you made everything that moves. You made everything that flies. You made everything that swims. You made all this teeming stuff upon the earth, sea, and sky. You made it all and gave it the ability to multiply over and over again. And it all points back to you, to the creature, yes, but then past the creature to the Creator. You're the one that speaks things into existence. So we are still discovering day 5.5 of creation since then till now, and you can discover and appreciate and open your eyes to all of this today. So let's not argue, let's admire. I pray that you are overwhelmed by this arsenal of life that the Lord has made, of the army that crawls on the earth, and the navy that swims, and the air force that flies. So let me ask again, and let's just think about this. What was the last living thing that you saw in amazement? And then remember that thing was created all the way back on day 5.5 of creation. Thanks for listening.